Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
on your way to pick up the tallest lady in the world because you're going on a date with her.
No.
Hmm.
I used to feel really insecure about being tall. And I used to, like, you know, I'd be in formal photos and stuff and I'd make my dates stand on rocks and I'd never wear heels out and stuff. But now I love being tall because it makes me feel powerful.
Yeah, you said that to us. And then when we bring it on the show, you play up like, don't talk about it.
No, I just think I'm not that tall.
There are others that are taller than me.
You're like 7'3".
I'm 5'9" and a half.
You have to duck when you walk under doors.
That's not true.
You do.
And, Nath, you're on up.
Yes.
I'd like to put this forward to the court.
Of course you can.
Does one producer, Grace, not always say... Wait, is that right? No. She always says when she goes anywhere, I'm just going to duck off.
Yeah.
I do say that.
Because she needs to duck through any kind of archway, any kind of door frame.
I rest my case.
Guilty.
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 Of what? Being tall.
Getting into this courtroom, you hit your head. And the archway is like 8 foot. So
just big, tall, powerful lady.
Yes.
Yeah, tall, beautiful lady.
I like looking down on people.
You do. You like judging people.
Well, I didn't say that.
But that's also true.
It is also true.
You like judging people.
No, I'm very kind.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You're as awful as I am.
That's not true.
Don't pretend.
I'm mostly nice. Why are you both silent?
Of course, we're scared of the big, tall lady.
She'll stop at us with her hooves.
It does look comical when you get out of your car.
Sometimes I call Grace a horse, and people might hear that on the show. Now, it's not just the tall thing. Grace just knocks stuff over.
I do. I'm not fully conscious of all of my limbs.
Yeah, she's clippity-cloppity.
If you spend some time around horses, they're very much like that. Their arse and legs are always knocking over things, kicking things, and Grace is very much like that.
Mm. You know, like when a horse steps in their trough and knocks it over and all the water goes over and goes,
yeah.
And that's horse, me.
That's you.
And horses, beautiful, majestic beasts.
They are. And producer Grace, when she like goes out and stuff, she usually stands somewhere. You ever notice that? And just tilts her head up and looks around.
And
like a horse.
Horses, beautiful, like little mane, or they have
hair.
Like a nice little tail.
Ponytail.
Big rump.
Big ponytail.
Big bottom.
I got a big fake ponytail the other day.
See?
You are a horse.
I'm a horse.
Spirit animal? Horse.
What's the
unicorn? Harry Potter.
Yeah, what's the thing that makes
Patronus.
Your Patronus.
I don't even like Harry Potter and I knew that.
Mm. Your Patronus would be a horse.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Like or a unicorn.
A beautiful horse. A big old horse.
Nath, yours would be a dog.
Yeah. Golden retriever.
I'd
be a puppy. It would protect me against the Dementors. It'd run away. I'm like, shit, man, come back.
No, it'd try and make friends with them.
Yeah. It'd be like, hey, Dementor.
What would my Patronus be?
It would be a little ferret. They're kind of like, a weasel.
Holes.
A weasel.
Yeah. Weasel. Little weasel.
I gave you guys nice things, and I'm not a nice person.
Okay,
I could have been mean.
Yeah, okay. Fox.
Yeah, like a wily fox.
What? Why do you got to put the descriptor on there?
Wily is
like
cunning.
a little ferret.
You'd be a dog. An ugly little yappy dog.
No, you'd be...
you'd be... Turn the mic off. I'm done with that.
Jeez, I'm just like,
thank you. That's good.
Yeah.
Do you remember when it was just you and me?
Yeah, remember those days?
So I'll be honest, if I can.
Yeah.
Sometimes I miss that.
Yeah.
Just you and me having yarns without the bloody horse.
Well, now it's a bloody barn, isn't it? We've got bloody horse in here in the stable, don't we?
Yeah, but like, how nice is that? Like a little petting zoo.
Yeah, people want to come pet the golden retriever, the beautiful horse, and the little ferret dog.
All right, here's another final opportunity.
Right.
What would his Patronus be? No descriptors, okay? Just say the animal.
A lizard.
What kind of lizard?
A bearded dragon.
I had a bearded dragon as a pet.
A slimy little bearded dragon.
No, they're not slimy. Have you ever felt a bearded dragon? Quite rough.
Well, I don't know. You'd be an elephant.
I miss the days and it's just you and
me. Please welcome producer Grace for some gossip.
The 2022 Met Gala went ahead yesterday with the theme In America, an anthology of fashion, or more specifically, gilded glamour, with a white tie dress code, which is the most formal, more formal than black tie.
What's white tie? I've never heard of white tie.
The most formal you can get. So think black tie, think more formal.
How?
Exactly.
I thought black tie was the most formal.
No, white tie is the most formal. Think ball gowns, think just as formal as you can get.
Wow. But for, I mean, for a bloke, I can't, what, two suits?
Yeah, what's more formal than a black tie suit? You just wear a white tie?
Don't know, but I mean, I have some thoughts on men in suits at the Met Gala. And
I googled it. What is white tie attire? It goes, white tie attire is the most formal dress code.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
the most dictionary definition from Grace.
Grace got the, thanks everyone.
They said, well, obviously it's most formal. And it's
here we go. Typically interpreted as floor length gowns for women and a black jacket or coat with tails and matching pants for men.
Oh, tails. So we're going to go full penguin.
Three-piece.
I won't make any jokes.
Three-piece suit. That's what I was trying to say there. So if you're wondering what the Gilded Age is, it was a time spent from 1870 to 1890.
I don't get that.
Well, she's done a three-piece.
And the term denotes a time of prosperity, industrialization, and growth. It was also around the time that sewing machines were invented, which meant that fashion got a lot more extravagant. They were putting ruffles, bows, fringe, very decorative, very over the top, very extravagant period in fashion. So I was a little bit disappointed with how all the celebs rocked up to the red carpet yesterday. It didn't hold up to my expectations, I'll be honest.
White tie was invented for the type of guests back in the day. So black tie was a universal. Oh, no. It's problematic.
Oh, it's racist.
Is this a racial thing? Is
No. So back in the day, the royals went, we're having white tie events, which signified their guests had titles, royal or high social standing.
Okay.
So originally it was the type of people.
Okay.
Maybe racist, who knows? I'm going to stop Googling.
Stop Googling. Less we know, the better.
Mm. Yeah, you're right.
But I also think you're right. I reckon there's going to be a bit of it in there.
Yeah, so I was a little bit disappointed. I went through all the Met Gala stuff yesterday, but I know that both of you didn't really look at much. And I want to quiz you on some of the celebrities that were on the red carpet yesterday.
As in, we have to guess who they are?
You have to guess who they are. And what they're wearing. No, just who they are.
And what they're wearing is the designer.
Well, that's a man and that's a suit.
Oh, one for one. All right, we'll do that next. He's pink. Don't let me get me on hit. It's Jimmy Noe.
The 2022 Met Gala went ahead yesterday, and I've decided to quiz you on some of the celebrities that were there. I figured it was only fair after you quizzed me on the basketball yesterday. So let's
see. Did we quiz you, or did we just give you the scores to read?
Yeah, it was still hard.
Imagine Grace just handed us photos and went, describe.
So how's this going to work? Are we working together?
Yeah, you guys are working together. Same. I will hold up a picture. You may look at it closely if you'd like, and you just have to tell me.
Why did you gesture? Because he wears glasses. Is that why you gestured to
him? No.
Hey, just talking. Who said that?
Sorry, you may want to have it
Jimmy,
pretty close.
Obviously, you'll need to zoom in.
And then you need to lock in who you think the celebrity is.
Yeah, okay.
And they are celebrities you will know.
Okay, I feel like I'm going to struggle big time.
No, you'll be fine. All right, celebrity number one. So I'm just reshuffling my order. All right, holding up this one. It's a beautiful woman. She's wearing like a sequined silver dress.
I think I know who that is.
She's got butterflies in her hair, gloves on. Wouldn't say this is super on theme, but she looks beautiful.
She got elf ears in?
No, they are butterflies in her hair.
Ah.
Sorry, she's viewed it closer. Sorry, mate, that's a woman in a dress.
I thought it was an elf.
No, yeah, the game started.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is?
I'm going to have a guess, but I'm not confident.
You want to have a close look, Jim? Would you like to lock in, Nate?
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox. Jimmy?
No, that's not Megan Fox. That's a singer.
Is that a singer? I don't know. Woman brown
hair. You have to lock something.
It's not Megan. It's the chick who sings.
It's Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, good for you.
Yes.
Driver's license. I got my driver's license.
So close
today.
For Jim, not correct for
Wait,
me.
Wait, how old is she? Did you say Angelina Jolie?
No, I said Megan Fox.
All right, celebrity number two.
She looks a lot older. I thought she was like 17.
Two celebs. Mm. If you get one, I'll give it to you. So this is a couple. They recently got married. The gentleman is wearing a top hat. The woman is wearing a sequin dress with some fringe on it.
know.
Have you seen these people before, Nate?
I feel like I've seen the guy on the top hat. Isn't he on Stranger Things?
He is on Stranger Things.
He's a Stranger Things guy.
I have no idea who that is. Okay. Oh, I do know who that is.
Stranger Things guy.
It's David Harbour.
Harbour, yep.
Harbour. And Lily Allen.
Yes!
Oh, good teamwork, guys.
But did you just know that from deductions? Or
can you pass me that?
Yeah, of course. See?
Well, I got that from Nace.
Stranger Things.
Yeah, I haven't seen Lily in a while.
No, neither. I didn't recognise
her. If you had just given me that, I wouldn't have got Lily.
No way.
I mean, again.
Did I play a role in you getting that?
That was a team effort.
That was a team effort.
So much.
Well done. Absolutely.
I'll take at least 25%
of that
credit.
This one should be easy, but I'll...
We're a team.
Be surprised if you know his name. All right, this man. He's wearing quite a boring suit. Blue velvet.
Oh, I've seen this guy.
You've seen this guy. You know this guy.
I've seen him before.
I've seen.
Well, it's because it's not close enough to.
Nah.
No? No idea.
Oh, I've seen him before.
Can you tell me the show he's from?
Oh, it's on a TV show, is he?
Yeah.
It's a famous show.
I thought he was a singer.
Yeah, he's on that RuPaul's Drag Race.
He's from Bridgerton. Reggae Jean Paul.
Reggae Jean Page.
Sorry, that's the Pope I was thinking of.
What? Oh, he's the Pope.
And this next one, there's a guy in all white.
A white tie, yeah.
What? Do you know who these people are?
Yes.
Who's this?
Have we got time for two more?
Yeah,
or one?
Yeah, but how the hell would we... You said it was that. Well-known
I've
person.
I've never watched Bridgerton. You know that.
He was the main guy from season one of Bridgerton. Everyone knew him.
Is he in season two?
No.
Because he wasn't that good in season one.
No, he turned it down.
I haven't seen any of it. I haven't seen this.
All right. Celebrity number four.
Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh!
Might follow her on Instagram.
She's beautiful. Horrible dress, though. So.
Yeah, I'm not. It's like a peacock.
Yes, okay. Final celebrity. This one stumped me. So it's a blonde woman. She's wearing a fluorescent green dress. It's two-piece. The bottom is quite... It's like a ball gown skirt with flowers on it, and she's wearing like a cropped top. You will 100% know who this is. Just
Nate,
so you know.
You're out of the video.
Oh, sorry. I was leaning in. I got no idea, Jim. Does she normally have that colour hair?
Yes.
If Lady Gaga and Gwen Stefani had a baby...
It would be her.
Can I say again?
Lady Gaga was not at the Met Gala. A photo of her went viral, actually. It was just her at another event. Someone said, Lady Gaga at the Met Gala, and everyone was like, she looks stunning.
So this person normally has this colour hair?
Yes.
Well, can you tell me what do they do?
They're
She's
a singer.
She's a singer.
A blonde singer.
She looks like a singer.
Mm. She's been around for a while as well. I reckon she would have been around from early 2000s.
Is this going to be another reggae?
Christine Aguilera.
No.
Why Christine Aguilera?
She's been around since 2000.
Yes, she has. Nath, would you like to lock something in?
Can you hum a bit of a song?
Yeah. This is a good one.
Oh, and I got all the money in the world if I wasn't...
Gwen Stefani?
Yes. It's Gwen Stefani! Wait, so when I say Gwen Stefani...
Yeah.
It's Gwen Stefani!
That's Gwen
Stefani!
Is. No, it is!
No!
It is!
No!
It is!
No! Jim, it's no secret. You and I, we love our golf, don't we? Absolutely love our golf.
Love our golf.
We play as much as we can, but here's the thing. No matter how much I play, one of my biggest frustrations in life is every time I play mini golf, for some reason, if I go to Putter's Adventure Golf in Moona, which is great, great little establishment out there if you haven't been.
Is this a paid segment?
No, it's not. I wish it was, because I need some practice. Because every time I go out there, for some reason, my partner Meg, who holds a golf club maybe two times a year.
When you go to Putter's Adventure Golf?
Always smashes me. I can never come close. I can never come close to beating her in mini golf. Every single time. She took me to Putter's Adventure in Moona for my birthday over the weekend. Little surprise. And I was like, oh, this is good. I love golf. I'm not the greatest putter, but I thought, you know, there's like some backboards and some little things to get through in Putter's Adventure Golf in mini golf. She absolutely flogged me. Flogged me by about 7 or 8 different shots. She had par, which is like the course record, and then I didn't even come close to her on my birthday. And it's very frustrating because every single time we have played mini golf, I've never come close to her. And her technique is just to stand there and whack the ball as hard as she can. She doesn't think about it like you and I.
Maybe you're trying too hard.
I think that's the key. Because, Grace, on a normal golf course, when you're putting, you try and read the green. You know, you try and think about
You've
it.
You've lost me, but yeah. That's okay.
But with her, she just stands up and she whacks it. I showed you guys videos of this.
No, you didn't, actually.
No, you forced us to watch them. We were in the office and Nath was like, watch this. And then No, but you actually only forced us to watch videos of you. Every time Meg came up, you went, oh, we're not watching that one.
Yeah, because it was scarring me because she beat me.
There's a lot of, did you film each other on every hole?
Yeah, because what happened was the very first shot.
Yeah, so video replay.
Okay, no, the very first shot, hole one, right, we didn't film it. Meg had a hole in one. Right?
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Well, she beat me.
Next thing you're going to tell me Meg got Wordle in one today.
Oh, yeah. Did you get? Well, there you go. Another example of things she beats me in. She beat me in Wordle today. She got it in one. She got a hole in one, which is why we then filmed every single shot afterwards. There was no other holes in one.
Well, yeah, you didn't show us any of Meg's shots. You went, guys, look at me here. And then you'd start watching the video and go, no, this isn't a good one.
I showed you that one where I almost got a hole in one. That was one
yeah, almost getting a hole in one is not that impressive.
Well, I tell you what, she absolutely flogs me every single time. Every single time. And it's very frustrating. It's upsetting to me because I spent a lot of money on golf clubs. Spent a lot of money going to golf.
Yeah, but I just feel like it's not just the golf. Like you just mentioned their Wordle. It's just any time Meg beats you, you get upset.
But there's one, I can never beat her in mini golf, ever. Like,
no,
I've never been able to beat her in mini golf. I lie and tell people that I've beaten her.
Well, that's no fun.
No, except, well, it's fun for me because then people don't think I'm a loser, but...
No, it's worse.
It's worse.
Is it?
No, because now you're just a sore loser.
Now, yeah,
because
yeah, so right.
I remember once, like, you and Meg went to mini golf and I don't know where we were. I think we were at home. We had friends over and Meg was in the shower or something and they going, yeah, went mini golf obviously beat Meg because I play golf. And, like, it's not something I really care about. So, like, I was just like, okay.
Oh, yeah, cool,
it's like
man.
A passing comment.
Yeah.
And then Meg came out, and it was like maybe an hour later, it had come up in conversation somehow. And I was like, oh, how was mini golf today? And Meg's like, yeah, I beat Nath. And I was like, Nath said he won. And Meg's like, what? And Nath's like, I'm secret shame.
This is embarrassing for you.
Yeah, I know. Is there anything that you guys can't beat your partners in, ever? Like maybe it's a board game or...
Yeah, my partner's really good at Cluedo, and I hate Cluedo so much.
And you love board games.
I love board games, but the board games I like are like quick wit, really smart, intelligent. But I'm not a long
really
player.
Really smart,
so you're saying Cluedo isn't a smart, intelligent game.
No, it is. You're coming off Cluedo.
And mini golf.
You have mini golf, yeah.
And I don't have the patience for it. But my partner's really good at it.
Sounds like you're also the sore loser coming after the game. Jim, anything you can't beat your partner in?
I try not to do any games. I'm not a good loser. Maybe not even fun to play with. Even if I'm in a team, I'm not fun in a team.
Yeah.
So I'm ultra competitive.
So anytime there's any kind of competition between you and your partner, you just go, nah, I'm bowing out of this.
No, well, I don't think there ever is any competition. We wouldn't go to mini golf, try to avoid. I don't think I've ever played a game with Ash, my partner.
Oh, really?
I'm not real because I'm just not fun.
What it
Why
sounds
would
like
do
is
that?
The three of us are very sore losers. That's
all three of us.
Yeah, I'm not just a sore loser. I'm bad. Like, again, I'm not even a good winner. I'm like,
yeah, I'm right.
Go again. Go again. I'm going to beat you again.
Just, we've been at Putter's Adventure Golf for 12 hours. All right, 131060, jump on the phones right now. What can you never beat your partner in? Maybe it's a sport, maybe it's a board game like Grace, trivia, Wordle, whatever it is. What can you never beat your partner in? And also, if you give us a call, we've got movie tickets to give away, guys. The Lost City, it's in cinemas now. There's bum bags, there's drink bottles included. You want them, 131060, what can't you beat your partner in?
Can I throw the other one out as well, the other side of the coin? What do you always beat your partner in?
Absolutely.
I'm happy for Nath's looking for the Naths of the world.
Yep.
I'm also happy to chat to the Megs.
Yeah.
The people who want to gloat and
the
go, hey.
The victors.
The victors.
Yeah,
and go,
I love play that.
Because I don't think people are going to call up and be like,
I'm a loser. Not you.
Because you admitted that you lie about it.
Just ask the question, 131060. What do you always beat your partner in, or what can you never beat your partner in? This is after, once again, I've gone down pretty heavily to my partner in Putter's Adventure Golf, mini golf. Every single time, Jim, I've played her, I've lost. And not it's never been close, Producer Grace. Like, lost significantly.
I think losing to your partner is not a bad thing. It's the fact that you're a sore loser about it.
I am a sore loser about it. And the problem is the first time she beat me, I would tell everybody that I won. That's how bad I was.
Yeah, you always lose to Meg at putters and then you say you win, which is even stranger.
Yeah, lying about it is worse.
Yeah, it's weird. Because Meg's not walking around telling people, I beat Nath.
You don't know that. I reckon she might be.
I know. So we used to live together. She used to lose to her.
All right, she told the 5-year-olds playing behind us going, so this guy, loser.
That's not Meg. That's, I'm going to get sued. Defamation from Meg. I did not
imagine,
say that.
Yeah, if someone she sued, I'd probably lose the law case, wouldn't I?
That's just because you're not a very good lawyer.
No, that's so true. Or mini golf player. Gemma from Glenorchy. Hi, Gem.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good, Gem. Is there something you always beat your partner in or something they always beat you in?
Something he always beats me, and it's rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors? How often are you having a round of rock, paper, scissors?
like quite frequently. Like we'll go out for dinner and he'll randomly just be like rock paper scissors, or if we have an argument, he'll be like rock paper scissors.
It's like, a way to end arguments.
I think it's just something he knows that he can win. So he, I don't know, I don't. How do you win that?
Well, I mean, like, I rock know. Beats scissors. Scissors beats paper.
Do you not? Generally, I know the rules of it.
Okay. Like, I hope he's not lying to you.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah, he doesn't pull out bazooka every time.
I don't know if he can just, like, read my mind. I don't know.
So do you always throw... do you always have something that you go to first?
No, well, I always avoid scissors, so I think he knows that.
Well, maybe... I mean...
Start using...
Probably shouldn't say this on the radio with... I don't know if he's listening, but maybe don't go scissors then. Or go scissors.
Go scissors. Yeah. Maybe I should...
Well, you know what? We'll have a radio game of rock, paper, scissors right now. Okay? You converse okay. Producer Grace. All
oh,
right?
Me?
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Well, let's get you involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, nice. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So, ready? Scissors, paper, rock.
Rock. Oh, no.
I did rock as well. Who does scissors, paper, rock?
Okay.
Rock,
paper, I should explain the rules more.
There's a lot of talking going on here. There's a sidebar. Gemma, we did this on the show once. Scissors, paper, rock. Rock, paper, scissors. And there's some absolute psychopaths out there going, paper, scissors, rock.
Yeah.
I don't even want to get into that.
No. Scissors, paper, rock.
It's not.
Rock, paper, scissors,
it's
Gemma?
Rock, paper, scissors. Yeah, definitely rock, paper, scissors.
All right, we'll go with rock, paper, scissors. All right, we need to have a victor here. Don't yell out your answer, Grace.
Oh, okay.
Just show us the signal, okay? So then we can keep Gemma accountable. Okay.
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 All right. Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors. Grace, what have you thrown? Okay, cool. I won't say it yet. Gemma, what have you thrown?
I threw scissors because you said I should throw scissors.
Okay. You've both gone scissors. We need a victor. Oh,
okay. All right. We'll go again.
Rock, paper, scissors. What have you thrown, Gemma?
Paper.
Scissors!
Gemma, you bloody lost.
Right now, Hobart, you got questions. Well, Nathan and I, we got answers.
Jimmy and Nate's Ask Them Anything.
First question comes from @Chloe88. Is cereal soup?
No, not at all. Cereal.
I agree.
It's the name.
Cereal.
Yeah. Cereal. You cereal?
Soup.
Yep, I am.
What?
Did you ever do that as a kid?
No.
You cereal? No, I'm toast.
No.
Never do that?
I actually don't know what you're talking about right now.
I actually don't get it.
Cereal sounds like serious.
Yeah, but why would you be toast?
Because it's like a funny thing.
Is it?
That's why I don't get it.
It's like a joke thing.
Question number two. Sorry for asking that one.
Yeah, we actually get that a lot.
What?
Is cereal soup.
Is cereal soup.
Yeah. Uh-oh. And I'm like, Sam always asks.
Normally we avoid those questions.
Well, look, I didn't think we'd go down this direction, so I apologise. That's my bad.
Do you think cereal soup?
No. Question number two.
No.
She doesn't.
Comes from PrinceGeorgie_X. Do you sleep on your back, your side, or your tummy?
That's a good question.
It's a good question, isn't it?
Mm. I'll fall asleep one way, and then I wake up another way. Then I'm like, hang on.
I'm like kind of like a half tummy, half side situation. Same. Depends if I've had a big dinner. If I'm a bit bloated, I don't like lying on my tummy.
Yeah.
But if I lay my back, I make noises and snore.
Yeah, that's true. You can snore when you're sleeping on your back.
I'm a side sleeper. I sleep on my side.
Yeah.
On my side. Like I said, sometimes I wake up and I'm facing the other way.
Yeah. And how confusing is it? Whoa. Oh, what wild thing happened last night? I fully turned.
Who was I wrestling?
Why are my pants off?
I do that. Do you guys do that?
I fully strip down.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah, but what about when you're in bed?
We know, mate.
And then your pyjamas are folded up under your pillow.
Yeah, we know.
No.
No?
I just take my pants off.
No, we don't do that. It's hot. Yeah, so you have a reason. Grace just does it.
Folding?
Yeah. It's weird because I don't fold them when I'm awake.
I know. You're a grub.
But is soup cereal?
Question number three.
We haven't answered that yet.
Comes from @HarrietGreen_20. Do you prefer to order in or eat out? Don't make me regret asking this question.
Well, it depends. I mean, I love a little bit of takeaway. Takeaway in a movie. Set up the in front of TV trays. You guys have trays?
Eat from the coffee table.
Oh, your coffee table's in shot of the TV, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. In shot.
Wait, where's your coffee table?
I don't have a coffee table.
issue.
It's not in shot.
It's not in shot.
Steven Spielberg.
I can't see it. It's not in the foreground.
What was the question?
Do you prefer to order in or eat out? Stop it, Jimmy!
I got to say it again.
Steven Spielberg's back again.
Oh, Grace is stripping down.
Stay in frame.
Is soup cereal?
Oh, did Siri just ask, can you strip again?
It said you don't have stripping Grace in your contacts.
Oh, have a look in your photos. Alphabet for My State Bank. The human way to bank. It's Alphabet. That's right, guys. We know how it works. It's a game as easy as ABC. We give you a letter of the alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct. You take home the $1,000. From Tranmere, Maddie is playing this morning. Hi, Mads. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, we're going all right, Mads. You having a good morning?
Oh, yeah. Stuck in traffic.
Stuck in traffic. And wet weather too, Mads. It's going to make it even slower, isn't it?
Oh, it really does. Mm.
Mads, this isn't the same Mads we played Alpha Bucks Blitz with yesterday, is it?
Yeah.
I thought so.
It is too. I'll be honest. There's more than one Maddie in Hobart, so well done, Jim.
Thank you.
Well done.
I do know Maddie's voice.
Yeah.
I was like, I know this voice.
Well done.
You know what? A massive round of applause for Maddie Nath.
Yeah.
Pulling one over producer Grace.
Yeah, well done.
And if you miss it, it is on our Instagram, at Jimmy Nath. Maddie, you got 9 out of 10 yesterday.
Yep.
And the question was movie franchise.
I've received a lot of criticism for that.
You did so well, though. Like, you got through 10.
I know. And then I thought of it afterwards, and I thought of so many more answers.
It's so much easier 10 minutes afterwards, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
We should make Alpha Bucks go for 10 minutes. I reckon we'd have more winners.
It'd be easier.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, sorry, Matt. I didn't mean to play that. Sorry, rub it in. Because you are going to get another crack at it. Okay, are you ready to play this morning, Mads?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, all right, Mads, your first question. Sorry, your letter. Yeah, your letter is C. Your letter is C. Shouldn't have given it to you because you played yesterday. you have to guess what the letter is. All right, your letter is C, as in C for cat, okay?
Okay.
All right, you know how it works. 30 seconds. You ready
she
to
knows
go?
It works. Yeah, 30 seconds, questions.
Yeah. You know how it works,
Mads. She nearly got it yesterday.
I know. Be weird if she's forgot the rules already. All right, no. Mads, your first question, beginning with C. Name a lolly.
Yeah,
an ice cream flavour.
Caramel.
Hobart suburb.
Cornelian Bay.
Place to watch a movie.
Cinema.
Something in a birthday party.
Cake.
Australian comedian.
Pass.
Three-letter word.
Cat.
A dog breed.
Pass.
Something you break on purpose.
Pass.
Something hot.
Not too well, this one.
I mean, something you break on purpose is a real, that's a hard
especially
question.
This time of year.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's the answer I've got in front of me is Christmas cracker.
Oh.
Mm. I would have accepted carrots. It's not in the list, but, you know, you break them up sometimes.
100%.
Yeah.
I also would have accepted cake for that as well, because, you know, the smash cakes?
Smash cakes?
I was going to say cake, but didn't think I could say it twice.
No, you can't say it twice. You could have said it, but it wouldn't have because at a birthday party, you've got candles, cupcakes, the other type of cake.
Yeah, the small version.
Cookies.
Oh, cookies.
Oh, yeah, cookies.
Oh, choc-top. I love a choc-top at a party.
Yeah.
Nah, Mads, look, that was a lot. That was a bit tougher. But, yeah.
That was a bit tougher.
Sorry, Mads. Look, we can't give you the foul, but you're getting $50, okay? More than you
Thank
got yesterday.
You.
$50 all thanks to MyState Bank, the human way to bank. That's all yours, Mads. Good on you.
Thank you.
Well done, Mads. Enjoy the rest of your morning. Another chance to win $1,000 tomorrow, Thursday morning, 8 a.m.
And Alpha Bucks Blitz returns next week.
Yeah, of course. Let's see if Maddie calls through tomorrow.
Well, no, she can't play tomorrow.
Yeah, well, if she pulls a wool over Grace's eyes. Hello.
My name's Jane from
Tranmere.
Yeah.
That is this you. Damn it. Hey, Grace. What
really
do you
love it if you didn't do that. Yesterday afternoon, Lady Gaga released her new song. It's called Hold My Hand, and it's for the new Tom Cruise movie, Top Gun Maverick. So bright,
She's back, guys. I like that.
Well, she didn't go anywhere, but...
She did. Went missing on the last album.
She definitely went somewhere.
Rain. Oh, no.
That wasn't even her last album. Her last album was Love for Sale, and it was a duet with Tony Bennett.
House of Gucci. She went missing.
That was the movie.
Yeah, it was average.
Yeah, went missing at the awards ceremony.
She was at the Oscars.
Not the Razzies.
She wasn't nominated.
No, she wasn't, but... She absolutely stole the show with her performance with Liza Minnelli. And it wasn't a performance. They were just up there on the stage.
Stole a few hours from people.
You watched the movie.
Anyway.
Look, you know what? Here, we're just rolling Grace up. I'll get you back with this. Listening to that, it gives me Cher vibes.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like so on one of those...
Canon.
Yeah, Canon on
turn
a...
back time. If I could turn back time.
Listen to her pop. She's so good. Because the aircraft carriers are in Top Gun.
Are they?
Yeah, so that she could do the film clip on... Is there a film clip yet?
No. Huh. Just the song's been released.
It is a good song. I'm around
Look, I'll be honest.
Oh, you're going to come after Gaga
now. No. I love Gaga. Whoa. I think her vocals on this are phenomenal and she can obviously sing. It's not a song I'm going to party to at the club. But...
Yeah, but not everything needs to be a party at the club. Since you become a DJ, God, you've changed.
Yeah.
You know what I did play in the club on Saturday night when I DJ'd? It was at a Lady Gaga themed event, and I played a dance remix of Shallow from A Star Is Born.
Are you telling me that's more of a... This could be a party song, Shallow.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the cultural significance.
Fist bumping, guys.
This is very... Like, what is the BPM on this? 3?
A BPM? I don't like DJ Grace.
Careful.
Yeah.
We rinse you enough as it is.
I know.
You're asking for it now.
What's the BPM?
Oh,
Jesus. BPM.
Beats per minute for anyone.
Shut up! Steady Eddie. Bit of overpass graffiti, guys. Bit of tag it up. What was that?
What's the car on the overpass?
Oh, yeah, of course. See? Those sound effects should have been included in that song. Ed was here.
Oh, there's a car. A woman has broken 2 Guinness World Records.
Whoa.
2 Guinness World Records for how tall she is. And now she is growing her fame as a content creator on OnlyFans. Please welcome her to the show, Producer Grace.
Oh, there she is. Wow.
Is not me.
Sorry, can you sit down? I'm looking at your belly button.
I'm just going to walk over and give Grace a hug.
Yeah, if you don't, a congratulatory hug. Well, walk over. Wow.
Congrats.
It's like I'm one of those sitting things, down. It's like not even funny.
It's like when you go next to the Eiffel Tower, you don't realise how big it is. You know what I mean? Until you get next to it.
Nathan, you want to go give her a hug.
I'll give her a hug.
Say
yeah, sure.
Congrats.
She deserves a congratulations.
Congratulations.
You might only
just get the top 2 Guinness World Records.
Congratulations. You're looking great.
You've been trying to get this on the show plan for weeks now.
And I've got it. I've not even, I've got it written down. I've written down my gag. Please welcome to the show, Producer Grace. That's all I wanted to do.
Oh, that's it?
That's
so
it.
Who is this woman? What does she want?
Do you want to know?
Yes.
19-year-old Macy Curran. She has 2 Guinness World Records for the longest female legs and the longest teenage legs.
Oh,
she got double.
Mm.
Okay.
Her right leg measures 135.28 centimetres.
How long does her left leg measure?
134.29.
Oh, no, she's lopsided.
She's lop.
I know, stand up.
Can't say that. No, I'm...
Because you'll fall over.
No. I'm fine. I'm not even that tall.
I lands here.
Oh, look. Here.
Look at her. You want to do this again, the short bits? I'm not even that tall. I'm 5'9.5".
5'9.5".
Not even 6'9". I know so many beautiful tall women.
How many times people meet you, they go, geez, you're tall.
No, it's because I don't look tall from a camera perspective.
You are very beautiful. Very beautiful thanks. And very tall.
And very talented.
Mm.
And now you're just sucking up because you know that I'm mad at you.
Mate, you deserve this after your beats per minute gear.
Mm. Big per minute. Hey, guys, it's Jimmy Nath.
Closing time.
Oh, yeah.
One last call for podcasts.
Yeah.
So help me out here, Nate.
No, you got this. You got this, big guy.
All right, I'll do this one and you can do the next one.
No, we're just doing, this is the last one.
No, there's no next one.
This is the end. This is the end of the podcast.
Oh, the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
But we record these little outro thingies.
No, this is live on the podcast every single day.
This is live.
We're live right now.
Live.
Live podcast.
Right, closing fine. Time. Nice. One. This is the end of your podcast. Please share it with your family and friends.
That's good.
See?
You're doing the next one.
No.